I would really struggle to give the captain's armband to somebody who's consistently moaning and consistently shows the body language that Bruno Fernandes does.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, more from Simon Easterby from this week's Six Nations launch, the latest on Rabah Slimani's contract status at Leinster, and we hear from Stormers head coach John Dobson, who joined the lads in studio this morning on Off the Ball Breakfast. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Simon Easterby says Jonathan Sexton is once again part of the coaching setup for the Six Nations. The former Ireland captain helped the current crop of out-halves prepare for the November internationals. And with Ireland now away from the perils of Storm Owen in the Algarve, Sexton is assisting Jack Crowley, Sam Prendergast and Kieran Frawley once again.
So Johnny's the same as the autumn. It was brilliant to have him around. The players loved having him back in camp, and his enthusiasm and his competitiveness, and just his kind of mentoring of those tens in particular. I think he's got so much experience and knowledge that it'd be crazy for us not to tap into that. So he'll be with us, similar to really the autumn in terms of when work allows, he'll be in, and he'll be, when he's in, he'll be in. Being like all in, and then the times he'll be away. So we're really pleased that he wants to continue that connection, and we feel like the players and us as coaches have benefited from that, because he comes in and looks at the game in a different way. And as he did as a player, he was almost another coach on the pitch anyway as a player. So he's been a great addition, and that'll continue in the same vein throughout the Six Nations.
Simon Easterby has also been asked if Ireland's underperformance during the autumn was down to the bulk of their players at Leinster now operating under a different defensive system. So, do Ireland have to change in tandem with Leinster?
I know the game broke up a bit, didn't it, on the weekend. But you saw the way they played on the weekend, and the ball in hand, and the skill sets, and the intent to go and attack Bath. Maybe the game kind of broke up a bit because maybe the last 20 of the red card, but I still feel like there's a genuine intent for what they're doing with Leinster, and different voice Jack has, and but there's still like some really kind of quality in that group in terms of their coaching, and I don't think it's just one voice. And for us, it's the players' understanding of coming back into camp. It's a shorter turnaround between maybe summer and November. From when we had them, now it's only been like 6 weeks, isn't it? So it's a shorter period away from each other, if that makes sense. And, we stay connected with them all the time, and they understand our game. It's important that there'd be a few nuances within our game compared to Munster or Leinster or Connacht or Ulster, but essentially I feel like there'd be more continuity because there's been less time away, less time apart from each other. I don't feel like what any of the provinces are doing will be contradictory to what we want to do.
Speaking of Leinster, it looks like Rabah Slimani is to extend his stay with the province. The 35-year-old joined them from Clermont in the summer, and a string of strong performances at Tighthead has earned him a recall to the France squad this month. According to Midi Olympique, negotiations are well underway to exercise the option of an extra year on Slimani's contract. L'Equipe had reported this week that Racing were keen on taking Slimani back to France. Speaking ahead of last week's win at home to Bath in the Investec Champions Cup, head coach Leo Cullen told me Slimani was more than deserving of his recall.
Yeah, listen, Rabah came in to me at the start of the week. He's a bit shy about it, embarrassed, but then he's a sort of, you can see there's a real pride in what he's achieved as well. So listen, we're delighted to have helped along the way there, but ultimately it's what he has done. He performed incredibly well and comes off the bench the weekend, and it's a beautiful sight, that scrum, when he comes on, when he lifts obviously the La Rochelle loose head into the sky. And he's a very powerful man. And we're delighted for him. It's great.
Cullen will name his team tomorrow that will play the Stormers, weather permitting, on Saturday at the Aviva. Stormers head coach John Dobson is a friend of Off the Ball at this stage and joined Ger and Colm on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast. He spoke about the special bond they've developed with their home city of Cape Town.
The Stormers project was
you know, we called ourselves from the Greek hero Sisyphus. We thought we got no chance. We're actually under administration. We're eating three. Came on our first trip. We did 3 days of McDonald's, 3 days in a row. Now, the morning's fine for the hangover. But the rest of the time, it wasn't high performance. And we began the thing of defying the odds and how lucky we were to be there. We did get lucky as South Africans in that year because we didn't play in Europe. So when Leinster and La Rochelle were knocking all sorts of stuff out of each other, we actually had bye weeks.
Yeah.
But it was a fantastic. What it's done to that city, you know, that we, as I say, I think, and I'm sure we're the best attended team. It just changed the vibe in the whole of Cape Town, which is a great city to come to. You know, foreign teams are coming there. The people of Cape Town from the poorer areas, it doesn't look like the old South African rugby stadium. Our whole thing, and on our jerseys, you'll see Cape Town with a lot of heart. It's to make Cape Town smile. And there's one story of, police captain was Delft, which I think now is area near the airport. It's now regarded as the murder capital of the world. You know, right. I think when you start overtaking Guatemala and that, then you're doing well, badly. But he says, if the Stormers win on a Saturday night, gender-based violence in that region drops. And that's as wrong on so many levels, but that's what the project's about. It's a bit like the Chasing the Sun stuff, but on a day job basis, you know. And that makes this team, you know, you could probably get more than the sum out of the parts. Because, you know, budget-wise, I'd mention a little bit, quite a bit off. Certainly some of the other South African teams and all the European.
You can hear much more from that interview with John Dobson on Off the Ball Breakfast by becoming an Off the Ball member now. Duhan van der Merwe is the latest player to add to Scotland's injury list. The Edinburgh wing suffered an ankle injury in their Challenge Cup win away to Van last weekend. Scotland are already without Sione Tuipulotu, with the captain sustaining a freak injury to his pectoral muscle. Scott Cummins and Dylan Richardson are also out, and Gregor Townsend says they're monitoring van der Merwe's ankle injury, with the season starting at home to Italy on Saturday week. Bad news for those of you who were fans of the Six Nations Full Contact series on Netflix. Their cameras will not be trained on this year's competition, with the Six Nations CEO Tom Harrison confirming the streaming giants have decided not to progress with a third series. Full Contact's second series, which is due to premiere next Wednesday, will indeed be its last. And finally, Nicolas Sanchez has retired from rugby at the age of 36. Having called time on his Argentina career after the 2023 World Cup, he'd been playing domestic rugby with Tucumán Lawn Tennis. With 902, he's comfortably Argentina's top point scorer, while only three players have made more appearances for the Pumas. Sanchez kicked 5 penalties and 4 conversions to help knock Ireland famously out of the World Cup in 2015. Earlier that year, he'd helped Toulon win the Champions Cup. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks so much for listening.
Caring, so we have an environment where we really care. Because if you care, you get up half a second, a quarter of a second faster than the opposition. But it doesn't tell 20 times. It'll tell maybe on the 78th minute of a game, if you do it consistently multiplied by 15. So the environment that cares, genuinely cares, you can say you care, but do you really care? So how do you measure that? Some things you can't measure, some things there's no stats for. So it's not what you say, it's how you act, you know? And I think that's what they're good at. They back up their words, but their words are concise and they're short. There's no general rule of oula, you know. It's how did that go? Okay, what are we doing this one?